This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. military-built pier designed to carry aid into Gaza by boat has been reconnected to the beach in the besieged territory after it broke apart in storms and rough seas. U.S. Central Command said on Friday food and other supplies will begin flowing in the coming days. The pier section that connects to the beach in Gaza was rebuilt 2 weeks after heavy storms damaged it and abruptly halted what had already been a troubled delivery route. U.S. President Joe Biden has, for the first time, publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a months-long holdup in American military aid that let Russia make battlefield gains. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As they met in Paris,
I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding.
The president assured Volodymyr Zelensky more aid will flow and the U.S. will stand with Ukraine.
We're still in completely, thoroughly.
As Ukraine tries to fight off an intense Russian push in the east, Zelensky says American backing is vital.
Like it was during World War II, how the United States helped to save human lives, to save Europe, and we count on your continuing support.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine has the right, according to international law, to attack legitimate military targets in Russia to defend itself, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said during a visit to new alliance member Sweden on Friday. The Kremlin said this week Western nations supplying Ukraine with weapons to strike Russian territory would have to reckon with Russia after Putin said he was